Dear people of the world, I, Willy Wonka, have decided to allow 5 children to visit my factory this year. In addition, one of these children shall receive a special prize beyond anything you could ever imagine.
5 golden tickets have been hidden underneath the ordinary wrapping paper of 5 ordinary Wonka bars. These 5 candy bars may be anywhere, in any shop, in any street, in any town, in any country, in the world.
Charlie, to open a bar of candy and find a golden ticket inside.
I know, but I only get 1 bar a year for my birthday.
Well, it's your birthday next week. You have as much chance as anybody does.
Balderdash, the kids are going to find the golden tickets are the ones who can afford to buy candy bars every day. Our Charlie gets only 1 a year. He doesn't have a chance.
Everyone has a chance, Charlie.
Mark my words. The kid who finds the first ticket will be fat, fat, fat.
I'm eating the Wonka bar, and I taste something that is not chocolate. Or coconut, or walnut, or peanut butter, or nougat, or butter butter, or caramel. Or sprinkles. So I look and I find the golden ticket.
Augustus, how did you celebrate?
I eat more candy.
We knew Augustus would find the golden ticket. He eats so many candy bars a day that it was not possible for him not to find one.
Sure.
Told you it'd be a poker.
What a repulsive boy.
Only 4 golden tickets left.
Now that they found one, things will really get crazy.
Can you spell that for us, please?
V-E-R-U-C-A. Veruca Salt.
As soon as my little Veruca told me she had to have one of these golden tickets, I started buying up all the Wonka bars I could lay my hands on. Thousands of them. Hundreds of thousands. I'm in the nut business, you see, so I say to my workers...
Morning, ladies. From now on, you can stop shelling peanuts and start shelling the wrappers off these chocolate bars instead.
Days went by and we had no luck. It was terrible. My little Veruca got more and more upset each day.
Where's my golden ticket? I want my golden ticket!
Well, gentlemen, I just hated to see my little girl feeling unhappy like that. I vowed I would keep up the search until I could give her what she wanted. And finally, I found her a ticket.
I want another pony.
She's even worse than the fat boy.
I don't think that was really fair. She didn't find the ticket herself.
Don't worry about it, Charlie. That man spoils his daughter, and no good ever comes from spoiling a child like that.